from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Pizza Hammer. It's a little game we do every single Friday at this time. Now, I mean, I dominate. I've lost, you know, okay, 41 times, but I've won 257. It's getting ridiculous. And you guys know my goal ultimately is 1,000.
No, yeah.
So, we were doing the math the other day. We think it might be between my wins. Of course, there's one or two or three losses a year. And then obviously, you know, the occasional vacation, whether it's me or Seltzer, I probably average 40 plus wins a year. So I think in, you know, close to, you know, a little bit under 20 years, get to 1,000
victories.
Oh, my
God.
Let's play a game on the way to 1,000 called Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Right. So let's just start with this before we get to our contestant. Elliot, you were a disaster last time.
Yes,
the clock keeper. 100%. You made sounds.
Whoa. Actually, now I'm going to push back. You were also a bit of a baby about it. I made one little noise during
No noise.
I couldn't even hear it.
From
the clock keeper or anybody else on the show.
I have interviewed LeBron James, Tom Brady. I've covered Super Bowls.
No, you didn't interview.
I don't get any more.
You might have asked LeBron.
I asked him a question. What else would you call that?
No. That's at a press conference.
Yes.
That's not an interview.
Okay. Well, I asked LeBron a question.
Fake news. Elliot Sherparks, fake news.
Well, I was going to give you a compliment, but now I might not finish my point. I've never been more nervous than having to keep time for you as Beat the Hammer. So I will gladly pass this off to Devin.
Now, Elliot literally just turned to me during that open and mouthed, like, hey, can you do
the time, please?
Wow.
So I got it.
Wow.
I can do the time.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Fair.
And I was comparing you to LeBron and Tom Brady, but apparently
I'll take it. All right, Seltzer, how many seconds for Devin here? 55?
55.
All right, 55 seconds. By the way, our contestant, we'll meet him in a moment. He's going to be playing. This is a cool prize, a Philadelphia Eagles car bundle. It includes license plate frame, key ring, window decal, auto badge, and a key strap. So all sorts of good stuff. Unless you go up to New York and then maybe, you know, someone will vandalize your car because, you know, we're Eagles fans. But around here, you'll get nothing but love. Let's talk to our contestant. His name is Jackson. Jackson, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, la, la, la.
Hello, Jackson. So, do you know your sports, Jackson?
Yes, sir.
I mean, for real, for real?
You ever been to Cape May, Joe, right?
I've been on the way to Cape May and at Cape May, and then, of course, on the way home from Cape May.
Do you know the ugly mug?
I know your face.
Got him.
No, I mean, maybe I know the ugly mug, but I don't remember being in there, but maybe I was.
Well, my grandfather used to own that place.
Yeah, but very nice. And that relevancy to sports is what?
There if I beat you. Set.
What's the relevancy to sports that your grandfather owns something called the ugly mug?
Oh, that's what I was talking about, your ugly mug.
Ah, there you go. I like your style, Jackson. You were setting up a joke. I just kind of got there first. All right, Jackson, good luck to you, buddy. I'm going to step into the soundproof kitchen. Good luck, pal.
All right, scram. Get out of here. As he, I'm sure, slowly makes his way.
Very slowly.
You know, shaking hands, doing all the, you know, hammer thing.
He is, you know, behind the scenes, he is legitimately nervous. Like, sometimes
always.
I think you guys just say it. You can feel the tension.
Why do you think he freaked out at you when you made a tiny little noise?
Because
he takes this way too seriously. Yes.
Well,
yes.
The great ones do.
Yeah, okay. All right. Is he safely ensconced in the soundproof freezer?
Yes.
All right. Jackson, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer? Let's do it. All right. Our category for the week, we're going to give a happy birthday shout-out to WIP's own Mr. Hugh Douglas. Happy birthday, Hugh, and in honor of you, not Hugh, Hugh and you, We're doing a little Hugh Douglas trivia today. You ready to roll, my friend?
All right, let's do this.
Not a great start. Not a great start. 55 seconds, Jackson. The clock will start as soon as I have finished asking the first question. Here we go. Okay. Question number one. Hugh Douglas' first season with the Eagles was in 1998. Three quarterbacks started a game for the Eagles that season. Name one.
Jim McMahon.
Hugh Douglas had 15 sacks for the Eagles in the 2000 season. Only two other Eagles had more than five sacks that season. Name one of them.
Mike Reese.
How many seasons did Hugh play in Jacksonville?
One.
Hugh had two sacks in his playoff debut in 2000. What team did the Eagles play in that game?
Repeat the question.
Hugh had two sacks in his playoff debut in 2000. What team did the Eagles play in that game?
The Lions.
Since he joined the team in 1998, there are only three players who have had more sacks for the Eagles than Hugh Douglas. Name two of them.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Time.
All right, we got one. You can get shut out, Jackson. I'm going to guess this will be a loss, but we will find out. We're going to put you on hold. We'll wave the hammer back in there.
Oh, Hugh's going to like this. This is a nice tribute.
Yeah, shout out to Hugh, right?
Yeah, shout out to
Hugh. I mean, it's our guy.
Is his birthday today?
His birthday is today.
Wow, I got to text him a happy
birthday. How about that? This is my way of texting you, Hugh. Happy birthday, my friend.
Will Joe dedicate this to Hugh?
I can only hope, right?
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Was there no music?
Oh, yeah. Music?
No, that was my bad. You're right.
Oh, that
music.
What
the hell,
there we go. Yeah, well, you know.
You go on vacation this week and you come back and just put your feet up on the desk?
Yeah. Are you gonna yell at him?
What are you, Fritz?
Well, a little inside baseball. I always forget the music. Joe Wechter sits in the eye view of me, and he's always reminding me to play the music, and today I forgot to look at Joe. So that's on me.
Okay.
Yep.
So is that Wechter's fault or what?
No, I said that's on me. That was literally the last phrase I said. That's on me.
Okay.
All right. Can I own it anymore?
I got a bad feeling about this one. I'm just going to say
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
I don't feel good.
Good.
Well, I mean, I'm unshaven. Great. I'm disheveled. Got the glasses on. This is not
good.
You got
an ugly mug. We not.
All right.
You ready to roll here?
Sure.
All right. You did not hear it. We're doing a little happy birthday to our guy, Hugh Douglas. It is Hugh Douglas's birthday today. We're doing a little Hugh Douglas trivia. You ready, roll?
Hugh Douglas.
How about
trivia.
It?
Holy mackerel. All right. Jim Miller's got to be one of the answers.
You ready, roll?
And Sean King might be the other. Let's go.
Question number one. Hugh Douglas' first season with the Eagles was in 1998. Three quarterbacks started a game for the Eagles that season. Name one of them.
Detmer.
Hugh Douglas had 15 sacks for the Eagles in the 2000 season. Only two other Eagles had more than five sacks that season. Name one of them.
In 2000?
Yes.
Corey Simon.
How many seasons did Hugh play in Jacksonville?
Okay, I'm going to talk this out loud. My answer will be when I tell you. So he was here still through 02. He went there for 1 year back in 04. The answer is one.
Hugh had two sacks in his playoff debut in 2000. What team did the Eagles play in that game?
2000 debut, that's the Buccaneers.
Since he joined the team in 1998, there are only three players who have had more sacks for the Eagles than Hugh Douglas. Name two of them.
Trent Cole and Fletcher Cox.
Five for five, and it could have been 1,000, and it would have been a freaking 1,000 for 1,000. You come at me with Hugh Douglas, I come back with a dub. A W. In honor of Hugh, who I got nothing but love for, and yeah, jammed Jim Miller's freaking shoulder in the ground. That was great. And yeah, climbed up the back of Sean King, and that was great. That bum, that guy stunk. God bless you. God bless the Hammer. Victory 258. Now, I'm assuming Jackson didn't get five. I mean,
no,
we could have overtime.
I'm waiting for the day where you go nuts at five and I get to tell you it's a tie, but it's not today.
So this guy got one? Let me talk to this guy. Jackson, you came in a little flippant. I couldn't tell if you were trying to play possum or you just didn't know your stuff.
Yeah, you know, it should have been the 97 Flyers team, and I would have gotten all five. But, you know, here we are. It's like, when you wake up in the morning, do you get dressed in the mirror, Joe?
All right, Jackson, I'm going to ask you a question, and we're going to find out your knowledge of the 97 Flyers. Which Flyer from 1997 had won a Stanley Cup with the Calgary Flames? Joel Otto.
What a deep cut
in
that
the
is.
In the words of
Joe, just show it off.
In the
right
words
now.
Of Jim Calhoun, get some facts and come back and see me. And yeah, I hung
get
up.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
And by the way, Seltzer, do me a favor and look that up. Make sure I'm right because I think I am. But there's about a 1% chance I'm not. And with that, victory 258. Beat the Hammer. Let's shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I think he was on that team with Theo Fleury and Mike Vernon in, 89, I believe it was. For
yeah,
the
I was going to say 88. It's either 88 or 89.
No, 88, the Edmonton still won. It was 89.
Can
All right.
Can I just give a PSA to our guy Jackson and anyone who wants to call in as a contestant on Beat the Hammer? Why on earth would it be the Flyers in the end of all?
Thank you, Devin.
Like,
yes.
Have an awareness for the current events
and
around
the 97 Flyers,
right.
Specifically.
That's great.
Right. Like kind of think about where we are
in the sports
cycle.
I've never
right
got
now.
To see you go 5 for 5. That was impressive.
Well, I've
that
seen
was
it. Impressive. I've
that
seen
was a real thrill.
You were correct about Joel Otto as well. Yeah. He was a Stanley Cup champ.
That guy didn't know his 90. He couldn't even tell you it was Hexie and Garth Snow. That guy. Mm. Get out of here with that guy. All right. So we will now take the third caller in the contest. I call her three because I dedicate this victory to Bryce Harper and the bounce back that is soon to happen.
Love it.
For Bryce and the Phillies. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not John Ritchie as the fullback of Philadelphia Sports back in the day as the fullback for the three-headed monster. It's the Hammer looking out for Philly Sports. I dedicate this victory. Notice, Seltzer, I do it after I won. Okay. Instead of dedicating it beforehand. That didn't go so well for me back in the day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.